Good morning. Hi, I'm Darren Lachelle, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti for Sonoma Spotlight. And in the spotlight this morning, we have members from the 6th Street Playhouse. We have Craig Miller, Executive Artistic Director, and Jeff Cote, Captain Spaulding, or the Groucho Marx character, from a very famous piece called Animal Crackers, which is coming to the 6th Street Playhouse. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Darren.
Well, I wanted to start off asking about Animal Crackers, obviously.
Sure.
And, you know, tell us a little bit about what it's about. And I know a lot of people have the movie, you know, in their minds.
Right. Well, if they have the movies, mm-hmm. the movie very recently yeah. in their mind, they may not actually know what it's about. Because I'm pretty sure it's just an excuse for the Marx Brothers to do their thing, which is anarchist comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a little bit of everything. It's language comedy, it's slip on a banana uh-huh. peel comedy, it's clowning. But the original stage production, which was on Broadway in 1928 and starred the Marx Brothers, was written by George S. Kaufman, who we know from many other classic American comedies. But Kaufman really just kind of wrote a structure on which the Marx Brothers could hang their zany antics.
Mm-hmm.
And the very thin plot line is that Mrs. Rittenhouse has invited all of these high society guests to come and view a very famous painting called After the Hunt, which has been done by a famous artist named Bogard. And her guest of honor is Captain Jeffrey T. Spaulding,
mm-hmm.
Who has just returned from African exploration to talk about his exploits and also to unveil the Bogard After the Hunt. Well, the painting gets stolen, and two imitations are introduced, and after that, Jeff, I'm not real sure. It doesn't really ever get solved.
Jeff Cote, you're channeling, I guess, Groucho Marx in this character of Spaulding.
Yeah, he's definitely I'm trying to follow his rhythm, his pace, his intonation. I can't actually mimic him entirely, but yeah, it's definitely in there. And full makeup and such, so it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be him.
Yeah, and the ensemble, you have a smaller cast than I think people would see in the film. We're talking a little bit about, you know, right. how you made that available for the stage.
Right. Well, not a lot of people know, but in 1928, this was a Broadway production. It then was turned into the film. It was a musical on stage. Much of the music was stripped out, and the cast, adjusted for the film. But in the original Broadway production, we're talking about, 20 to 25 actors playing all of these characters. This modern day adaptation that we're using, it calls for 9 actors, many of them doubling and tripling mm-hmm. roles in order to pull it off. Of course, the three major Marx Brothers, Groucho, Harpo, and Zeppo are played by one actor all the way throughout, and Mrs. Rittenhouse as well, who was made famous by the wonderful Margaret Dumont
right.
in those movies.
And that's your stereotypical matron of society,
matron
right?
of yes, society, yes, and yes. also Groucho's yeah. straight woman.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a relationship that developed between those two over many years. And have you had a lot of fun with that on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. The actress playing Mrs. Rittenhouse is doing a fabulous job in that role. And it's a lot of fun to play off of her. Yes.
Yeah. And then the original, Margaret Dumont mm-hmm. was, in many interviews, Groucho actually admits that so many of his jokes just went completely over her head,
mm-hmm.
which made her the ultimate straight woman because she just had no idea what he was talking about half the time.
It opens on Friday, August 19th and runs through Sunday, September 18th at the 6th Street Playhouse. That's at 52 West 6th Street in Santa Rosa. For more information and ticket information, you can get a hold of them at 6thstreetplayhouse.com, and that's 6th Street with the number 6 when you're going online. And I want to thank you, Craig Miller, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And also Jeff Cote for being here. It sounds like a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.